Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Maddock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Elliott. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Archie Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, L.B. Fletcher. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Maurice Van Robais. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Spud Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Klinger. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Klinger. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. There goes Heck. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason takes first base on ball four. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a line drive into left field. Van Robais settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Handley. The throw from Todd and he is safe. Handley steals second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Handley moves to third. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Handley scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Russell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Russell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maurice Van Robies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robies hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lee. Gustin moves to second. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gleason for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Klinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Elliott. The throw from Todd and he is safe. Elliott steals second. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Robies. Lieber reaches second base with a double. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. Lieber moves to third. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-1 in the game. Todd hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vaughn. The throw from Todd and he is safe. Vaughn steals second. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maurice Van Robese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robese is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Robese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to third. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a line drive towards first. Russell catches it and steps on first to double up Van Robese. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddock hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Klinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Klinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to second. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lieber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Gleason, who is chasing the ball. Elliott reaches third base with a triple. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Elliott scores. One out. It's 2-1, Pirates. Arki Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 2 in the game. Todd hits a line drive into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddock hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Elliott. Maddock reaches second base with a double. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first, with Klinger covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Maurice Van Robese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Van Robese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gustin takes first base on ball 4. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gustin. The throw from Todd, and Russell drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Gustin goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Pirates. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Bob Klinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Klinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Elliott. Herman reaches second base with a double. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gleason hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Herman moves to third. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. Herman scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Pirates. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Wehner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen pinch hits for Al Todd. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Bobby Maddock. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.